Good morning, Nick.
So I picture an evening at your house where, you know, you're settled in for the night and you've got your glass of wine and you've got some reading material and you're reading your latest credit card agreement.
Do you have my house wired?
You bring in this thing that you said you've read. This is like
a
thick credit card kind of agreement.
Yeah.
Nobody reads those, and they probably should.
I know. Well, that's why I'm here.
And the reason we're bringing that up is because you found something.
Yeah, you often find things. You find what companies are doing to clients that you don't want them to do, right?
Yes.
The sneaky things, and you find some benefits. And in this case, you know, it's really true that I know it's a terrible thought, and I do have real fun, right? I have lots of fun in my life.
But
the terrible thought is I do put these like in my living room, and at night I sit and I go through them because that's when I have time to do it.
Right. And plus you're helping your clients.
Yeah. For myself, I would probably never read
this. But you're looking for things for your clients.
Exactly. So in this case, let me preface this by saying I personally use credit cards, right?
You do. Now,
people are probably shocked by that, but I use them because I get frequent flyer miles, mm-hmm. because I get benefits, because I have purchase protection if I buy something big. I use them for the benefits, but they never get a penny of interest from
me. Right, you pay them off every month.
Every month before they're due.
Right.
Faithfully, because otherwise they got you. And so I don't want that to happen to people. So if you are in a position where you can use your credit cards, you will get these things that say guide to benefits. Nobody wants to read them. And as we get older, the print gets smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, you know, they list a few things like auto rental collision damage waiver. What does that mean when you go to the rental car company and they say, but don't you want our damage waiver?
Right.
And you say, well, I think I'm covered under my insurance. Put the rental car on the credit card that has this benefit and you'll have a little backup.
Yeah.
Right. Most of these things are supplementary. After your other insurances kick in, this will pick up. But it's nice to have and it doesn't cost you anything extra.
Mm-hmm.
Purchase protection is one of the things I use. If I'm going to buy a computer, anything I can put on a car on a card. I said car because I actually tried to do that once. they would only let me charge $5,000 of the car, believe it or not.
Onto the card?
Yep.
Yeah.
But in any case, if you have a problem, the credit card company can be in between. Now, the fun thing I found this time was cellular telephone protection. Now, why this is in your credit card statement, credit card benefits, I don't know, but they got it somehow and they offer it for free. You have to read the little one page of details, which isn't much. But here's the kind of thing that it will cover. And again, it's supplementary insurance. So it'll go after your homeowners or whatever pays for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
$100 deductible. $600 is what they'll pay max. And they'll do it 3 times a year. And it covers damage, theft, involuntary or accidental parting, which is not losing it. Somebody stole your phone or something. Somebody got it from you, right?
Involuntary parting.
Oh, I love the terms they use. You know what it won't cover? If it is lost or mysteriously disappears, in quotation marks.
Really?
Mysteriously disappears. Yeah, it won't cover that.
All right.
And it won't cover it if it's stolen from your baggage. So, you know, today you can't lock your bags without a TSA-approved lock,
correct,
right?
Yeah.
So if everybody says, well, I wouldn't put my cell phone in my baggage. No, but you might put it in your carry-on,
mm-hmm.
thinking you're taking it on the plane, and at the last minute they say, I'm sorry, we have to check that for you, and you forget to get your phone.
Yeah.
If your phone's stolen out of your baggage, this won't cover it.
All right.
And it's not every credit card. This one happened to have it,
right.
And I noticed
you happen to find this benefit.
And
very specific, you know, scenarios in where your phone is covered, but it's there. You might get your phone replaced by your credit card if you have this benefit.
Right. I mean, let's suppose, I'm just going to give a scenario, and I didn't call them to ask if this would work, but let's suppose you had a renter's insurance, or no renter's insurance, your phone wasn't covered under any phone plan, and you had this coverage. $100 deductible, they'll pay the next $600, and it could happen 3 times a year.
Yeah.
Cracked screen, dropped it in the
toilet.
Thank you for finishing that.
Cookie batter. I don't know what you were going to say. I'm not quite sure.
I was going to say washing machine.
machine.
But we know how we think now. Okay. So anyway, just check. You know, you don't have to read this whole thing. But when you get it on the front, there's going to be a little synopsis that says what it covers. Maybe you do like I did and go, cellular telephone protection, page 48.
What's that all about?
Yeah.
And you looked.
Yeah. But the purchase protection is a really good one, too.
Yeah.
When you're going to buy something, put your credit card company in the middle, even though you might just go home and write a check and pay it off.
All right. Dr. Francis Ram is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. Comes in every week on the Valley's Morning Show. And if people have questions, they can reach out to you.
Of course. 413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com.